Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
If you've ever been in the military service, you know that boot camp is not a place of fun and frolic. Unless, of course, you join the Navy. Or the Army. But if you choose a disciplined organization, then you know that boot camp is designed to create a mental case out of you. But on the other hand, you're being changed from a soft civilian to a person that is supposed to be prepared to help defend his country against war and against the enemy. It is designed to reorient the civilian man or woman and to change them from their normal course of life to a military kind of life. It has all the built-in ingredients to make you strong, but some never complete it, choosing rather to leave, or perhaps not getting the message during that period of time. In a very real sense, God has designed for His children a boot camp. It doesn't happen in 8 weeks or 10 weeks or even 3 or 5 months. It takes place periodically. You know, as I know, that no matter how many years you walk with the Lord, at times He sets you aside for a boot camp experience. He disorients you, as it were. He pulls out all of the crutches. He takes away many of the comforts. He removes a lot of the rights that you once enjoyed so that He can turn around and make you into a man or woman or young person of God that you otherwise never would be. It's a vital part of being in God's service. I came across an interesting, true historical fact concerning Oliver Cromwell, who was reigning in the 17th century as the Lord Protector of good old England. And in his day, England had her troubles. One of the problems that Cromwell lived through was the problem of losing all its silver. They ran out of silver, and therefore they weren't able to mint any more coins. And Cromwell sent a dispatch of men up to the cathedral to see if there was any silver up in the cathedral. They brought back the report. "Sir, the only silver we can find is in the statues of saints standing in the corners of the cathedral." And with a twinkle in his eye, Cromwell replied, "Good. We'll melt down the saints and put them in circulation." Oh, that's a great comment for the child of God today. God doesn't design the saint to stand around the corners of a church or a cathedral collecting dust. If you do that, He has ways of melting you down and putting you back into circulation. But you cannot be in circulation until you've been melted. It's doubtful that God can use any person greatly until He's hurt him deeply. I have not yet found an exception. So if you find yourself in the midst of some kind of boot camp experience, I want to say to you, even though it is not comfortable, it is the very best place to prepare for unique service in God's great army.
Are you in a boot camp experience today? As painful as it may be, God is using it for your good. And even though you may never know why you've been given these unfair circumstances, the question you need to answer is, do you trust God with your life? This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Boot Camp at Cherith,
was copyrighted in 1975, and the Slife Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.